Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 509. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want an audio tape or a CD. They're both free, including the postage and handling. I've got some Bible reading tonight and some exposition things that I've written. I've got letters, I've got music. And we've got the Spirit of the Lord tonight, but right now, before we do the music, some music here, let's call on the Lord and ask Him to bless this radio program. And bless me, Lord, and bless everyone on the program, and bless everyone out in the audience. By blessing, I mean open up their minds, their hearts, and their souls to receive the things that you have prepared for them before the foundation of this world. You knew everyone, Lord, that would be listening to this program, and you knew the ones that would receive you and reject, and the ones that would reject you. And so therefore, Lord, I pray that people will, the stubborn people that just don't understand. In the book of Daniel, it says that the righteous will understand, but the wicked will not be able to understand the things of the Lord. So we pray, Lord, that the wicked, as you said, they will not understand, and therefore it is no big deal for us. It's a commandment of us, if they don't receive what we say, to shake the dust of our feet off at them and go to somebody that is wise, somebody that is righteous, somebody that will receive your word that they might have life. Lord, I pray that you rebuke Satan in every way. He's always on the move, relentlessly attempting to destroy the works of God throughout the world. Bind Satan, Lord, destroy the destroyer, destroy his works. Open doors for us, send in huge amounts of finances where there seems to be none whatsoever, and open up other doors for us, Lord. Multiply that we may be able to grow exceedingly more than we already have. Lord, we pray that there'll be more workers in the ministry, because the fields are white for the harvest, but the laborers are few. Lord, we ask that in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now, we've got some really great music for you tonight, or this afternoon, or this morning, whenever you're listening to this broadcast. Stan Kenton has always been my favorite orchestra ever since I was 16 years old and in the Navy. Back then, it was the U.S. Navy, I believe. But then when I look back, I remember now that it wasn't. They were quickly bringing the Army, Navy, Marines into a international muscle for the Vatican to smite other nations that don't fall into democracy, which is a man-made thing. We the people, we, the mob, have always been wrong, but yet we should do that. This country is not based on democracy. It was based on a republic form of government. The republic form of government is for the republic for which we stand. One nation, under God, with liberty and justice forever. Now, the republic that we stand is because the whole country was based on the Bible. And some people may argue that some of the founding fathers were not Christians, but they all agreed that we should have a nation that is run by the Word of God, because the Word of God makes sense and nothing else does. But anyway, back in the Navy, I'm listening to the radio and I hear Stan Kenton, just the most fantastic orchestra that ever was, and it's still years ahead of its time. Here he is to play for all of us, O Holy Night. Thank you. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm really glad I listened to Stan Kenton when I was so young, and I followed him in my private collection down through the years. And, of course, I didn't listen to him much since I was a Christian, but I'm really glad that he's done Christmas music, and hopefully he's done some gospel music. I haven't ventured out that far to see whether he's done gospel music, but this is a part of the gospel, O Holy Night, when Christ was born. Amen?
Yes.
That's beautiful. And, you know, there's a lot of nasty things going on in the world, and there isn't that many people preaching the true gospel. They're all preaching about money and how much money you can get if you serve the Lord and everything. But we're going to continue on reading from chapter 20 in the book of Leviticus, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel. Now, it's not talking to any other nation, only the nation of Israel, the Jews. Because the Lord said it's to the Jew first and then to the Greek. I mentioned the other day about a black man, the first black man. But, you know, all of us have been cursed because of our disobedience to the Lord. And any black man or woman that gets saved, they're saved. All right, so long as they continue keeping the commandments and they stop all this mother stuff and this effing stuff and all that kind of stuff. That stuff is not, is horrible to be in a situation where you can't get away from that kind of language and the crime and all the things. They have to repent. And the same thing with Jews. I'm Jewish, and we have been chastened many years by the Lord for our disobedience. And in the New Testament, we said, let his blood, Christ's blood, be upon us and our seed. And therefore, God cursed us. And he didn't turn us black, he turned us green. We have, we're olive skin color, the color of money. The Lord allowed Jews to have some money, even though the Gentiles have more money than the Jews do. People like Rockefeller, he's not Jewish, and the different Japanese people and Chinese people, they had a lot of money. But when I was living in Israel, they were absolutely, it seemed like Israel was broke. So the Lord says, they spake unto Moses, saying, again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel, or of people that travel with them, or the strangers that sojourn or travel in Israel, in the actual children of Israel, the nation of Israel, that giveth any of his seed to Molech, unto Molech he shall surely be put to death. Now, what does Molech do? But he aborts children. He takes his children. He tells the people that worship him to murder the children. And that's what they do. So he shall surely be put to death. Anyone that does this, the law of God, that anyone that murders their children or says, you know, it's my own body. No, your child is not your body. Amen? It's somebody else's body. And it's somebody else's body that God was gave life unto. If it didn't have life, it wouldn't be growing in you. And you say, I don't like what God says. He'll put you to death. He says it's a promise, and God can't lie. So you may have had a lot of abortions and got by with it, but you're going to spend eternity in hell unless you repent. Now the people of the land of shall stone him with stones. That's the Jewish way of putting people to death. verse 3, and I will set my face against that man and will kill him, cut him off, that means kill, from among his people, because he hath given of his children, his seed, unto Molech to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. And if the people of the land do any ways, if you in any way hide their eyes from such a one, from that man that murders their children, or I might add their women, any woman that does, when he giveth of his seed unto Molech, his child unto Molech, and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man and against his family. Now, the reason I'm saying these things is because if a person doesn't know what sin is, well, then there's no transgression. And so I'm telling you these things, so now that you know that if you do them, these things will kick into action right away. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And we'll cut him off. I'll kill him, God said. And all that go a-whoring after him. And all that start committing the same thing. Look at all the 64 million children. Last count was several years ago, 64 million children. They go a-whoring after him to commit whoredom with Molech from among the people. And the soul that turns after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring, after them I will even set my face against that soul. Well, what does that mean? That means like everyone that allows their kids and themselves to listen to Harry Potter or to watch him. God says, I'm going to set my face against that soul and will kill him. Cut him off from among his people. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am holy. I am the Lord your God. I am your boss, and I tell you what to do, and if you don't do it, I'm going to do what I tell you I'm going to do. I'm going to kill you. Now, this is the law of God. And you say the law is done away with? No, it isn't. Jesus said, I never come to destroy the law. I came to fulfill it. And everyone that is in me fulfills the law. And whatsoever sins you forgive shall be forgiven. I don't forgive this sin. Because the general people that supposedly are preaching the gospel never tell you these things, what sin is. And so, therefore, no one knows this is sin, and so, therefore, it's not imputed unto them as sin. But when you know the law, it's just like, and you don't keep the law, well, then it is counted unto you as that you are disobedient to the word of God. And therefore, it kicks in, God's going to kill you. All right? Now, that's why the people don't want to preach this word, because they won't get any more money. Nobody's going to send in tithes and offerings to somebody that preaches the way I do. And so I say, to hell with the money. I don't care about the money. I care about your soul. Okay? And so the Lord says for me to be kind to all people. I can't see any other greater kindness than to tell you the truth of what is going to happen if you continue letting your children listen to Harry Potter and to delve into witchcraft as Larry Potter is. Harry Potter. Okay? I don't watch. I never have watched any program like that, or would even consider looking at it or listening to it. I know that I've been told that it's witchcraft. And so sanctify yourselves. I mean, sanctify yourself before the Lord. And be ye holy, for I am the Lord your boss, your God. You know, he's the boss. Now, the boss says, I'm going to fire you. And when he says fire you, that means he's going to send you into the fire. Amen?
Yeah.
So, and ye shall keep my statutes. And do you will do them. And do them. I am the Lord which sanctifies you. In other words, you're sanctified if you receive what I say. If you say, oh, it's just God, that's just a hokey thing, or it's like a comic book or something, you'll find out now that you know, because I don't believe you knew what sin was until I started reading these scriptures. And everyone, they hear, oh, holy night, little baby Jesus, and he's not little baby Jesus in the cradle anymore. He's watching everything you do. He is the Holy Spirit. He's the Father. And he's not little baby Jesus. He was baby Jesus when he was born, but he went through every phase of human life and then died on the cross when he was grown up, 33 and a half years old. And then he went to hell after he died, and then he rose out of hell to prove that he's God. No one can escape hell except him. And no one can stop from going to hell unless him is in you. And then he ascended into the kingdom of heaven in front of over 500 pairs of eyes and took his rightful place on the right hand of God. And he's exalted higher than anyone in heaven. He is God Almighty. He is the Son, and he is the Holy Spirit. These three are one. Now, verse 9. For everyone that curses his father or his mother, and you see a lot of that today, a lot of little smart aleck people, little boys and girls, that curse his father or mother. Well, I didn't curse them. By you not doing what they're telling you, this is talking about father and mother that is godly. If you don't do what they tell you, you're cursing them, because it's a curse against them to have such a son or a daughter as you when you don't do what God says. So curse his father or mother, they shall surely be put to death. In other words, to have longer life, you have to bless your mother and your father in the Lord. Amen?
Yeah.
If they're not in the Lord, well, I can understand that, but still you should be upright and do everything that the Lord says in order to convict your mother, your unsaved mother or father, so that they too will accept the Lord. He has cursed, that's why he says in your book, surely be put to death. Why? Because he hath cursed his father or his mother. His blood shall be upon him. In other words, his life, because the life is in the blood. Amen?
Yeah.
Okay, now I have someone. So God's ministers, what they do is expose Satan. Well, that's what, if you're a minister of God, that's what you do, is expose him. But I don't see anybody on national television. I haven't heard hardly anyone. There's maybe one or two that do, but the majority do not. God's ministers expose Satan and Satan's church. And that's what I do. That's my job. That's what I do. Amen?
Amen.
And God's ministers also expose all of Satan's government's agencies. God's ministers refuse to twist or turn the word of God or to compromise with the devil. Well, why should we try to twist or compromise with the Word of God? Because the Word is God. And do you think that we can twist or turn God and get by with it? That's like saying you're going to take the creator of the universe and twist him and turn him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And you're going to twist and turn the Word, which like is the same as thinking that you can twist and turn God or compromise with the devil. The devil's church, his government, or his children. You're going to compromise with them and say, oh, all right, Satan. We just can't be against everything. But the Bible says that God's faithful servant is antipos. That means against everything. And so there's people that are in church that say, man, he's just against everything. And he's just a complainer, a murmurer. No, I don't complain or murmur against God's word. I murmur and complain against Satan's word, and I do everything in my power to tear his government, his church, his agencies, his people down by the word of God. I don't shoot them with bullets or I don't bomb them with bombs. I don't poison them like they do, but I do this. So I don't want to compromise, and I never will, with the devil, the devil's church, his government, or his children, who are the false teachers. That's a part of them. They're all accursed children. Clouds they are. In other words, they look like clouds. You know, they look like they're real, that they're going to bless the earth with water. But they're clouds without water. They don't have anything in them that blesses. Carried about of winds, one false satanic doctrine at the other. Trees whose fruit withereth. In other words, they were saved at one time, and now they don't bring forth fruit. This kind of tree is a false Christian, because the souls that they teach are taught with false doctrine. Without fruit. Twice dead they are, plucked up by the roots. And if something is plucked up by the roots, there's no possible way that they can live. They can spend eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. That's Jude verse 12. Whose end is the same as that of their father, the devil, burning in hell forever in the lake of fire. They, quote, despise a dominion. In other words, they despise being dominated. They despise government of God. They despise dominion, the untwistable and unturnable commandment of God, his word. Dominion of God's government. This is the dominion of God's government. They hate it. And they speak evil of dignities. And the dignities are the holy people of God that are delivering his word daily. Unquote. That's Jude 8. Yes, Satan needs his church. A church that eliminates the Word of God, that twists and turns it, and uses the Word of God against the very holy man and men and women of God that are today sent from God to explain the Word of God to the lost people in the world, and even the church, which includes these people are Satan's church. Satan's worldwide government control, international government, controlled by the Vatican. We Christians are not to be subject unto his satanic church government power, because it is empowered by the fallacies of Satan's weakness. God's untwistable word states, quote, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. Now, the secular government says that that's their power, that we're supposed to be subject to secular power, but it doesn't say that in the Bible. It says to, there's no power but of God. And do you think that Satan's power is power? It's not power. Because all God has to do is just say the word and Satan is gone. And you also, if you're one of his followers. That's not real power. The real power, the everlasting power, the powers that be are ordained of God. Quote, whosoever therefore resisteth the power that is of God, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. God has ordained the ministers of God to bear his rule, not Satan's rule, but his rule on earth. Now, you know, we're supposed to obey certain laws like that make sense, like speed laws, and where there's schoolhouses to slow down to a very slow pace. Don't pass up a school bus when it's parked and children are getting off. But God calls his ministers, the rulers of this world are your ministers, he says. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
God's ministers must rule strictly, only with his word. For rulers are not a terror to good works. The strict word of God, they're not a terror to that, but we are a terror to the evil works. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Those that bear the strict word of God, they do that which is good. In other words, they preach the gospel and they do what the word of God says. And thou shalt have praise of the same. For he, God's ordained powers that be on earth, is the minister of God. Not secularism, but the spiritual realm. God's word. God is the word. So if you're a minister of God, you're preaching his word. And it's for sure that the secular powers don't do that. And if they do it, they're feigning it. Because people are getting wise from the preaching that I do, and they're hiding behind the word of God. So many of them say they're ministers of God, but they are ministers of the devil. So the people that are the power, God's ordained powers, that be on this earth, they are the ministers of God to you for good. Well, what's so good about this? Unquote, Romans 13, 1 through 4. Do you want to read that? The book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 1 through 4. Satan has twisted these scriptures to indicate that this means Satan's church and Satan's government and their agencies. But this is evil. This is the same. This is of Harry Potter. This is of your father, the devil. Okay, have you found that? This is that scripture, Romans 13, 1 through 4. Read it.
Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers.
Okay, now is Satan the higher power?
No.
No, because power, all power in heaven and on earth belongeth to me, Jesus said, okay?
Amen.
God says that Jesus is the power and the wisdom of God. And so if you're not in Jesus and Jesus is not in you, you don't have any power. And you may try to attack us, and you may even attack us, but God will take your life. Now I'm warning you, I'm telling you the law of God. And maybe you didn't know that before, but now you know it and now you're responsible. Okay, go ahead.
For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God.
Yeah, do you think that God has ordained these people that are condoning what I just read, Moloch, that he's condoning you people running your children into the grave, that you're killing your own people, because there isn't anything more repugnant to God than you killing your innocent little children. Okay, go ahead.
Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation.
Damnation. I mean, that's not salvation. That's the opposite of salvation. Damnation is you're damned to hell and then thrown into the lake of fire with Satan and his angels. You'll be screaming your heads off and crunching and grinding your teeth and chewing on your rotten, lousy, lying tongue for the rest of eternity. And I'm telling you these things so that you'll repent. I'm not against you. I'm for you.
Amen.
I'm for you to repent. So the Bible says to do good to all men. I'm preaching to everyone out there, okay? Everyone that'll listen, okay? Then what?
For rulers are not a terror to good works.
Yeah, no. If I'm a ruler, I'm ruling the world with the word of God. I'm telling you what you must do in order to get to the kingdom of heaven. I'm ruling, telling you, by the rule of Christ that is in me, in the Father and the Holy Spirit. You must repent, and or else you must perish. Okay, then what?
For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil.
Yes. Well, yes. Why would I, a ruler from God, be a terror to people that are doing good? The Lord went about doing good, and his people are going about doing good because we're preaching the gospel. And some of you evil people think that that's unnecessary. That's because you're not enlightened some way, somehow you've rejected the gospel. Or somebody hasn't given it to you in a fashion by where you can understand it. Know that if you don't do these things, you're committing spiritual suicide. Then what?
Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power?
Yes, I am the power. The Bible just says that the power is his ministers, God's ministers, not Satan's ministers. Okay, go ahead, read it.
Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God.
See, the ruler is the minister of God. Now, these people are telling you, kill your children. Do you think they're ministers of God? It's just the exact opposite of what I just read.
Amen.
Amen. You murder your children, and there isn't anything that God hates more than that. Murder, and so therefore you deserve death. But if you repent, the Lord will forgive you. But if you don't, you're going to spend eternity crunching your teeth together and chewing your tongue and screaming and hurting everywhere. Then what?
For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain.
In other words, he doesn't bear the word in vain. I carry the word, but not in vain. Many people have been saved through my ministry.
Amen.
Then what?
For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil.
Okay, praise the Lord. Now we have some letters. Go ahead, read one of them. Where is it from? Because we're running out of time.
From Accra, Ghana, West Africa.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Lama, warm greetings to you in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whose power we are okay. We do hope the same with you all. First of all, I saw your contact email address in one of your books, The Messiah. My name is John. I am a young man of 29 years of age who has spent the greater part of my life in the world doing everything that pleased me, that is, drinking, smoking, and gambling. One day I saw one of your books, The Messiah, in a friend's hand. After reading through it, I met Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I have seen that he is the only way to heaven. Pastor, may God richly bless you abundantly and give you long life, that you will live to win many souls for Jesus Christ. Please, Pastor, I have resolved to pay back my wasted years unto the Lord Jesus by means of the gospel ministries, and I also want to open a gospel library in my locality. Please, Pastor Lamo, I therefore sincerely plead to you to help me achieve my objective by supplying me with some Bibles, T-shirts, video and audio cassettes, gospel literature, and Messiah books. Ever since I gave my life to Jesus Christ, I have not stopped witnessing to the people in my locality. I hope these materials will help me win many souls for Christ. I need your support and guidance in this direction. I promise to be a faithful servant in your ministry, and through me you will be able to establish one of your churches in Ghana. I hope my humble application will meet your favorable consideration. May God bless you always. Yours faithfully, John, from Darkman, Accra, Ghana, Africa.
Okay, praise the Lord. We have many churches in Ghana, but the more the merrier, because Africa's a very, very big country with a lot of souls there. I believe about 1.5 billion. All right, and so now I want you to read. We have other beautiful letters here from people. But I want you to read what the Bible Dictionary says about Molech, people that kill their own children, putting them through the fire. Don't you think that just putting a baby through a fire when this this tool instrument comes in? We've got pictures of a young baby, just a baby in the mother's womb, holding onto the doctor's wrist, trying to push his wrist away. That is the most heartbreaking thing I've ever seen. But those babies will be in heaven, but because where there's no law, there's no transgression. They didn't know, but they knew they were being killed, murdered. And so go ahead and tell them what it says in the Bible Dictionary. That's what it means. It's just plain in the Word of God. But in the event that you don't believe the Word of God, you go to hell if you don't. Okay, now read it.
Molech, a Semitic deity honored by the sacrifice of children. In which they were caused...
The sacrifice of children. The sacrifice of children. You people are such big shots that you think that that's your own body, that somebody else's body is your own. You don't have the right to kill yourself. Every body is created by God. Okay, now go ahead.
In which they were caused to pass through or into the fire. Palestinian excavations have uncovered evidences of infant skeletons in burial places around heathen shrines. Ammonites revered Molech as a protecting father. Worship of Molech was stringently prohibited by God's law. Solomon built an altar to Molech.
I should have added there, he says he'll kill you, because I just got through reading that, didn't I?
Amen.
Okay, he shall surely be put to death. He hath cursed his father and his mother, and he has put his children through the fire and murdered them. I am the Lord, your boss, and you shall keep my statutes, or you shall, or what? Or you're going to hell in the lake of fire to burn forever and to feel it forever. Then what?
That's in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 21, and chapter 20, verses 1 through 5.
21 through 5. That's what I'm reading right here.
Is,
chapter 20, verses 1 through 5. And it says that I will cut him off, and all that go a-whoring after him to commit whoredom with Molech from among their people. And the soul that turneth up after such a as that, they have, then it goes into the familiar spirits, this Harry Potter stuff. He cuts you off for that too, so what difference does it make if you go there for murdering little children or getting into witchcraft or, doing anything else? Or blaspheming God or cursing your mother or your father? What difference does it make? You're not going to hell number one and hell number two. It's all hell, it's all burning, it's all screaming, it's all grinding on your teeth and chewing your tongue, and it's never going to let up. But when you think it will, it gets worse. Then what?
Solomon built an altar to Molech at Tophet in the Valley of Hinnom.
Yeah, because he started marrying unsaved people that were not of the Lord. That's why the Bible says to not be unevenly yoked with unbelievers. And he was wise. But if you get puffed up with the wisdom that God has given you, and you start disobeying God's word, you're going to hell. Did Solomon go to hell? According to God's word, yes. Okay, then what?
Manasseh, in his idolatrous orgy, also honored this deity. Josiah desecrated the Hinnom
Valley. Some of you say, well, once saved, always saved. That ain't what the word says, folks. Amen?
Amen.
It doesn't say anything like that. In the book of Ezekiel, it says, if you did good things all your life, and then all of a sudden you turn around and start doing evil, he says, your soul will be damned. Amen?
Amen.
And all the good works that you did before will not be accounted for you, but they'll be counted against you. All right, then what?
Josiah desecrated the Hinnom Valley altar, but Jehoiakim revived the cult. The prophets sternly denounced this form of heathen worship. Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 29 through 34, Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 20 through 22, chapter 23, verses 37 through 39, Amos chapter 5, verse 26. No form of ancient Semitic idolatry was more abhorrent to God than Molech worship.
Nothing is more abhorrent to God than killing your little children. Okay? And then, of course, witchcraft. Okay, now, verse 10, in the same chapter, chapter 20 of Leviticus, and the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. Okay, well, Satan's government today, a man's wife can go out and commit adultery. And the man is helpless, he says. He can't hit her because they'll put him in jail for smiting a woman that has committed adultery. But the Bible says that if he catches her at adultery, that she's not only to be smitten, that she's to be put to death. Amen?
Amen.
And the man that committed adultery with her is to be put to death. And there are some countries that still do it. All right? This is the law. Well, that's just horrible because we all have to commit adultery, right? Don't we?
Absolutely not.
So the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. And the man that lies with his father's wife. Now, this is not his mother because his father has several wives. And the Lord is protecting the man that has two or more wives. Oh, this is repugnant to you, isn't it? The word of God to the government. Well, we'll just, send anyone that does this kind of stuff up the river because it's the law of Satan that you cannot have more than one wife. And I said again, God created one man and one woman. There wasn't any others around, but because she sinned, and because the government has been putting so many men to death by sending them to war that there's no women that have any support, so they turn out to be prostitutes. And so the Lord allows this. As a matter of fact, he gave David, he says, I gave you the wives of Saul and the daughters of Saul. And I gave you the women of Jerusalem, of Israel, and also Judah. And if that wouldn't have been enough, I'd have given you all the more, if only you would have asked. Now, this is very repugnant to people here because some people think that they're holier than the Word of God. My Aunt Viola said, don't read the Bible, Tony. I said, why? She says, only read the red part, the red letters, because the Bible is nasty. No, the Bible is God.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. She said that to me when I was unsaved, or else I would have known better to rebuke her sternly. Well, she went crazy and went to a nut house, and then she died. So that's what God does to people that have warped brains and continue contending against the Word of God. And the Word of God is what created the entire earth and the heavens. Okay? And so the man that lieth with his father's wife. Well, wait a minute. That's not my mother. That's my father's wife. Well, who might that be? That would be his second, third, or fourth, or fifth wife. Moses had three wives. And Moses was thought to be a great man. He's just still in the Bible. In the 11th chapter of Hebrews, is exalted. And Gideon had many wives, and he's exalted. And there's many other patriarchs that are there that have had many wives. And yet you've got people like Reverend Hagee in San Antonio that equates polygamy as a sin along with homosexuality. And so he's cursed because he's preaching another gospel that isn't the truth. It's not the truth. People that are polygamists, if they're God told them to do that, they're not sinning. And Haggai, I will rebuke you right in front of your congregation. Just call me over there and I'll show you. And I'll rebuke anybody, the Pope or anybody that says that that's sin. You're a sinner because you say the word of God is evil. And you're evil for saying that. And the man that lieth with his father's wife hath uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them shall surely be put to death. The father's wife that uncovered herself before one of his sons from another marriage. Okay? So the father, the one that did that, shall be put to death. The son will be put to death, rather. And the woman that uncovered herself to lie down with his son of another woman, they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. In other words, their life shall be upon them because the life is in the blood. So that'll be the end of their life. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, that's your son's wife, both of them, you and her, shall surely be put to death. Absolutely, surely means for sure. They have wrought confusion. Their blood shall be upon them. Now, verse 13, chapter 20, Leviticus, if a man also lie with a man, like with mankind, like a man lies with another man, as if he is lying with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, which is a very horrible sin. They shall surely be, and I'll let you guess, what shall they surely be? Yes, it says they shall surely be put to death. Their blood or their life shall be upon them. That was verse 13. Verse 14, and if a man take a wife and her mother, in other words, the mother and the daughter, it's all right if you take a woman and another woman, but not a woman and her mother. It is wickedness. They shall be burnt with fire. Both he and they, that there be no wickedness among you. Because, you know, when there's wickedness among you, that's a curse, and there's not going to be any blessing. Are you lacking money? Are you lacking good health? Is there something wrong? Is one of your loved ones sick unto death? Well, you know, the Lord has these rules here for you to keep because he's the boss. And if you could straighten your life out, repent, and get rid of these, ask the Lord to cover you with his blood, to forgive you every rot and sin you've ever done, well, then your loved one will be healed, or you, and money will start coming in from somewhere. Verse 15, and if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death. And ye shall slay the beast. And you're supposed to slay the person also. But this is Old Testament, and the Lord is going to do it. But you need to know what the law is. This is moral law. And if a woman approacheth unto any beast and lie down there too, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast. Well, you hear about these dog and pony shows where dogs are having sex with women and horses. Okay? And so, you know, the Lord knew this way back when. Amen. They were doing it back then. There's a bunch of filthy, vile people. And so, you know, they're going to be dead. They're going to be killed. Then they're going to face God, and the stench and the wickedness of that sin, God will reveal it to them at the judgment bar of God, and they'll feel so ashamed, and they'll beg for mercy, but it'll be too late. And the beast and the woman shall be surely be put to death. Their blood, their life shall be upon them. And I see I've run out of time again. So it's time for people to repent of their sins. Now, it doesn't matter whether you did any of these sins or not, but when we're all born, we're born with the Adamic sin on our soul. Because of the fact that Adam sins, we have also we've been born with that sin. And so the only way that we can be rid of it, you say, well, I haven't done any of those things. Well, it doesn't make any difference. If you don't have Christ in you, you're still not going to heaven. And the worst sin of all is to reject the Lord Jesus Christ, to reject him from entering into your wretched body, to give you the power to resist sin. So right now, I'm going to give you the opportunity to do that because the Lord has given me that power, power to tell you. This grace, the grace means power. I have the grace of God on me, the power of God on me, and the power of God on me is the Word of God, the Spirit of God. So say this prayer to the Lord so you can be saved. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my sin, soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you, Jesus, with your Father and the Holy Spirit, the whole Godhead, into my heart. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's your word, and you cannot lie, die, or fail. Now, Lord, on your word, I believe you've heard me, and I believe that you've answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord, and continue doing so, and read the Word. And share and tell them how they can receive a copy of this program number 509, 509. It's free of charge.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alone. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another lesson in the rules and regulations of the Lord and how you can receive immortality. Praise the Lord. And even if you have immortality, show you how to contain it, continue having it. Because only those that have to continue to the end in the Word of God can shall be saved. Now, if you want to hear something beautiful, stay tuned. This is Andre Previn, this great artist. You can feel the spirit in this playing for you. God rest ye merry gentlemen.